Welcome to the NFC West. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. To my left, helping me complete our draft coverage here at the student of the game, Chris and Weasel. Let's start with the Cardinals. The Cardinals, the sadder story of the NFC West, the team that's dropped off the most. It was just a few years ago that they were in the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner, future Hall of Fame quarterback. And it would be great. Matt Leinart was going to take. Okay, but that's all right. We got this. Kevin Cobb. Well, we got John Skelton. Okay. So, anyways, Coach Ken Winston-Hunt does keep them in the hunt. They did beat the Niners last year, which is an accomplishment, but they still got quite a bit of ways to go. They did lose cornerback William Gay.
And they added him.
Thank you. And they added William Gay. They added offensive guard Adam Snyder.
Out of?
San Fran. I was about to say, why are you interrupting me? He's not the draft
pick. He's listed as a center here.
Huh?
He's listed as a center on here.
He is capable of playing both positions. I believe he would be a slash.
I have him as offensive lineman, Adam Snyder.
But he's a utility guy.
So you're saying he can go either way, but Gay?
Well done, gentlemen. They drafted Michael Floyd at wide receiver. There was a lot of speculation that he will be an Anquan Boldin type out of Notre Dame. Any thoughts, anything there to support that?
Hey, Larry Fitzgerald was like, I want you to draft him, and they did.
Well,
I
trained with him.
I actually think he's more of a Larry Fitzgerald than an Anquan Boldin.
Interesting.
He's like the same style. So it's like, I'll go double team Larry Fitzgerald. Okay.
Why the hell would you want two Larry Fitzgeralds on your team, Chris? That's retarded.
I didn't make the rules.
Yeah, right. I like that they addressed corner in the third round next, and two tackles over there. Two next. I mean, they got two corners in their pick. They got three tackles in their draft pick spread there.
It was two tackles and a guard.
Thank you. Okay, and so yeah, just a lot of O-line.
A corner and a safety.
What do I have here? I have two corners. Probably should have written down DB instead. Yeah. Whatever. You get the point.
Bethel is a safety.
Okay.
Presbyterian.
Bethel went to Presbyterian.
Well, since Weasel's talking about religion, I'm going to use that as a good segue and break away. No, I can't do that. We talked about the Broncos in the previous episode. Anyways, with that, we'll go over to the San Francisco 49ers, the team that should have been the defending conference champions, but I digress. The Niners will attempt to make it San Francisco, but they do so by drafting the receiver with their first round pick. Now, guys, help me out.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I
Randy
really
Moss, Mari Manningham, Michael Crabtree, Vernon Davis. But we need another receiver.
Maybe a special team skills?
You're going for the he's going to be a punt returner defense.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree, and here's why. Second round pick, running back, LaMichael James, Oregon. Oops. Honestly, I do. The first round pick is awful, but then the next day when they picked up LaMichael James, that really got my attention. I like that a lot. I am a bit concerned with their movement on the interior line. Chilo Recall and Adam Snyder both parting from the Niners staff. That's two guards essentially leaving a squad that was even good enough to stop the Giants D-line during the regular season. Not as good in the playoff game, mind you, but they also acquired Josh Johnson as a backup quarterback and Brandon Jacobs in the running game. So I like their offense a lot, except for one spot, quarterback. They should have gotten Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning's a punk.
Yeah, Alex Smith went to look at other teams, and after Peyton Manning went to the Broncos, they were like, can you come back?
Yeah, hey, dude.
Gosh.
You're not going to start anywhere else, okay? Come on. Anyways. So, yeah, let's go ahead and move over to the Rams then. They opened up their draft with a defensive tackle. I think that was a good move. Their only major loss was Brandon Lloyd at receiver, but they filled that in with Steve Smith. They gained center Scott Wells and also addressed defense by getting the biggest punk in the league by many counts, Cortland Finnegan at corner. Any thoughts on that, gentlemen?
They also added defensive tackle Kendall Langford.
That's right. So, I mean, you know, they're getting beefier. They've needed that. The AFC West, for the most part, has been self, except for the 49ers.
Let's talk about the trades that St. Louis made.
Here we go.
All right. So they begin the season by trading their second overall pick to the Washington Redskins. They got a first round pick the following year and the year after that, and this year's first round pick and second round pick from the Redskins.
This is the part where we talk about how they mortgage all the futures of all their children and grandchildren and all that.
Oh yeah. And then they trade back, and I think they were targeting a wide receiver
Blackmon?
Yeah,
Justin Blackmon.
Justin Blackmon. And so they were targeting him, wasn't there. So once again, they traded back to 14, and supposedly Michael Brockers was the pick they wanted. And so they added a crap load of picks. And
they went all Patriots on this mug right here.
Yeah, so supposedly that was their guy that they wanted. So Michael Floyd was picked by the Cardinals, so they couldn't grab him. So they at least got their guy, and
eventually got their guy.
Eventually, yeah. And so they got some extra picks, so they're looking good for the future.
Yeah, what did I see here? 10 picks. Okay, damn. Yeah.
Then they drafted in the second round a wide receiver named Brian Quick.
Well, damn, dude. That's money.
Appalachian State.
Championship.
And they also did draft Janoris because I got high Jenkins.
More compelling name for their position. Quick at receiver or merciless at defensive end?
Well, this guy is 6'4 and 220. I don't know how quick he's going to be.
Yes, but he's not named Whitney playing in Houston. I'm just saying. So with that, my name's Quick, but don't let my name fool you. In real life, I'm awfully slow. Anyways, jumping over then to the Seattle Seahawks. They recently departed with John Carlson and Charlie Whitehurst, but two pickups that I have here: linebacker Barrett Rudd, whoopity doo, quarterback Matt Flynn. Pop quiz, gentlemen. Next year's starter, Weasel.
How many passes threw for 6 touchdowns in the season in a single game? I think it was just him.
Boom.
So
how many passers? Yeah, I got you.
Passers. Quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks.
The same.
Thanks.
You said passes. I'm like, passers. Passes. Passers. Okay, good. Matt Flynn starting. Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be starting. But then I think a backup's going to be their third round pick, Russell Wilson.
Boom.
And then third? Their third quarterback's going to be who?
Charlie White.
Charlie Whitehurst.
No, wait.
He got cut.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
Bad. Let's see here. Sidney Rice.
They did draft.
Seneca Walt. No. Never mind.
Matt McCoy. Oh, wait a minute. That's a linebacker.
Okay. In the third round, they did draft Russell Wilson out of Wisconsin.
That's what I just said.
He's 5'11", though.
So was Doug Flutie. I'm sorry, what?
Flutie gave him hope.
How tall is Drew Brees? I'm sorry.
6 foot.
5'9".
I think he's 5'10". Yeah. Yes. Good try, the Weasel.
So, I'm just saying.
6 foot with his helmet on.
So the one thing I do like about the Seahawks in general is their defense already. They worked a lot to beef that up, but I don't think they did quite enough on offense, personally. I mean, can anybody name, other than Weasel and Sidney Rice, can anybody name a receiver that plays for the Seahawks?
Michael Williams.
Mm.
Very good.
Mike Williams,
that's right.
Good.
TJ Houshmandzadeh is no longer there, I don't think. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty tough game, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Should be interesting.
Weasel's like, I got nothing. They suck. Right? Mm-hmm. So, with that, the division, who you got? I'm not going to go first because I'll be called Homer if I do.
I got the Niners.
Weasel. I got the Niners.
Oh, trifecta. Boom. Who's a Homer now? Anyways, if you think any other team in the I will say this. The Seahawks will compete more because they got Matt Flynn. I think they will beat the Rams. I don't see them taking the division, though. They're going to lose too many of the games out of the division. So
I say Arizona's two. Seattle's still 3 or 4.
Interesting. Okay. So anyways, with that, if you have anything else to add on the NFC West, feel free to email us at thesotg@gmail.com. You can, of course, follow us on the website, www.thestudentofthegame. Go ahead and leave us a comment or two there. Or you can follow us on Twitter at thesotg. Even subscribe to us on iTunes. So with the final draft episode complete, until next time, class dismissed.